That's why it's called a cook stove.
Mm-hmm.
And you would change, and when that one get cold, you'd take it and put it back on the fire and get you one that was there hot, ready and waiting. And
I see. Where was this place that you boiled the clothes? Was it on the stove?
Outside.
It was outside.
In a wash kettle outside.
Mm-hmm. And is that one of these heavy...
Yes, iron kettle.
Uh-huh. And how did you get the clothes out there? Did you have a special place to keep them in the house and then carry them out?
I believe we did. And then I think on this north porch, if I can remember right, we had what we called the dirty clothes box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they were put. It was a wooden box with a lid on it, with it, you know, hinged.
Mm-hmm.
And then on wash days, my mother got out there and she would sort these out. She had a pile she called the first white ones, then the second white ones, and then a pile of colored ones, and then down to the old work clothes, overalls and things like that. Of course, these were washed first. They were washed in order that she had them piled out.
Would she have something to carry them out into the...
Now, our tubs were right there at the edge of the porch,
and
the kettle right on out in the yard then.
Wasn't a wash basket or...?
I don't think so.
Did you have a market, whatever you would call it, a market basket or...?
You know, I can't remember that. I don't even remember. I got to thinking the other day after you talked to me, well, when we went to the store to buy our groceries, what did we take them home in? I don't believe we had, well, I guess we did have paper sacks, didn't we?
Yeah, I had paper sacks.
But you know, we didn't buy many groceries back then.
We didn't go to the store much.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go and take out big bags of groceries like you do now.
I was raised in a store. My daddy run a store.
Oh, did he?
Where I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. But you didn't make people come to the store. I mean, they didn't have to buy much. But
in the fall of the year, we'd buy a barrel of flour. And of course, we killed our own hogs. We had our meat and lard
mm-hmm.
all the year. And
all you had to buy was coffee and sugar.
Coffee and sugar and maybe a bag of beans or something to last through the winter, dried beans.
So there's no purpose for a sack, for a basket or anything?
I don't think so.
Take corn to mill and
have it ground.
Get it ground, cornbread.
In your conversation here, I hope this is what would happen, and it is happening. I'm getting questions. You're reminding me of things I wanted to ask. When you took cornmeal to be ground, or took corn to be ground, what did you call one load? One load. I mean, just enough to take in and.
Now, didn't we, when we take it to be ground for a meal, didn't we set out at home and shell it off the cob and put it in a sack? We didn't take it in a wagon to get it ground for meal.
I see.
We set out at home.
They throw it in a little old sack and throw it over their back, carry it to the mill, and the grist mill would take out toll. He'd take out some corn for grinding yours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way you paid.
How much did you take?
Yeah. It would just be a
half bushel.
I can remember we'd the days before my dad would take the meal or the corn to be ground, we'd have to sit down. Us kids would sit down, and if it's in the wintertime, it's before the fireplace, and we'd shell off the nubbin end that might have some bad grains in it,
mm-hmm.
and that would go in the bucket for the chickens, and then we only shelled what went in for our meal. The good corn.
Now let's see, the nubbin end would be the small.
The small end, because it lots of times has some bad grains on it,
mm-hmm.
and that would be shelled off in the chicken bucket.